Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
And Michelle Durham, here's what's happening. Philadelphia police say a man killed his dad and brother and then called 911 to turn himself in overnight. KYW's Christian Johansson has the latest.
Just before 1 in the morning, cops went to a home on East Walnut Lane near Limekiln Pike in West Oak Lane, where they found 83-year-old Arnim Callender and 59-year-old Ansel Callender dead in the back basement bedroom. Sitting in a chair nearby, not far from a 9mm gun, was their relative, 62-year-old Anselm Callender, who officials say told cops he killed his brother and father because they were possessed.
As soon as he arrived down at the homicide unit, he invoked his right to a counsel.
Homicide Captain Jason Smith says Anselm used a shotgun and 9mm to kill both men.
The brother and the father, the two victims, were staying at the defendant's house as it pertains to a funeral for their cousin.
Anselm is now charged with murder and gun-related offenses and remains behind bars.
A Coatesville woman is charged with stealing $34,000 in just 6 months from a woman she was supposed to be taking care of. The story from KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
35-year-old Charlique Boggs was hired to take care of a West Whiteland Township woman, but Detective Scott Pizek says Boggs is charged with stealing about $34,000 from that woman from August to January.
Through the investigation, we determined there was over 120 ATM withdrawals, sometimes up to $900 a day that just went out from the account.
He says there were also two car payments made in Boggs' name.
The victim's nephew brought the transactions to their attention. Boggs is charged with theft by unlawful taking, access device fraud, and receiving stolen property. Authorities say a Philadelphia man died while skiing in Colorado over the weekend. The coroner says 53-year-old Frank Mimone suffocated after falling headfirst into a tree well at Steamboat Resort. He was found at the bottom of an expert trail and pronounced dead at the hospital. The National Association of Ski Areas suggests avoiding the bases of trees if possible, especially in deep snow or windblown conditions. The association also says it's good to ski or snowboard with a partner. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy visited Maple Shade High School to unveil a plan he hopes will put mental health concerns for young people on par with physical ones. The administration's $6 million plan will focus on training selected staffers on how to spot children under pressure and then how to help them. The Education Department will also look into best practices already in place across the state. Governor Murphy insists too many young people have harmed themselves or committed suicide, and it's time to act. Hopes are to get these initiatives up and running by the start of the next school year. The Philadelphia Film Society is celebrating Black History Month with a one-time screening of a Spike Lee classic, Malcolm X. KYW's Shara Day Howard tells us it's being shown at a special theater, the Philadelphia Film Center.
One of the last surviving movie theaters built in the 20th century, right here in Center City. And if that wasn't reason enough to see the film, Kevin Wayans with the theater offers another.
In 35mm, the way Spike made it, the way it was meant to be shown.
The theater, built in 1921, showcases a film screen larger than life, Wayans says, acting as a veritable time machine transporting viewers back through history.
You can watch Malcolm X tomorrow night, Wednesday, February 12th, at 7 p.m. That's The All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.